in the morning. Hopefully I'll be done with him by 3 or 4 o'clock. Hopefully. Depending on how big the plants are.
What, you
want to
go outside? Good time here. Anyway,
Dwayne came to my house yesterday.
Yeah, and
he bought some stuff called Purple OG18.
Okay.
I'll bring a bud over. I forgot to bring it. We missed the wrong bud.
They took one of the best strains on the planet and made it crappy.
Well.
You know what
I'll
saying?
Let you be the judge of it.
Well, you know how I'm going to feel about
but
it.
But the buds are really nice.
Maybe it's because it says purple and it put purple on my head.
It's the buds are really nice, smells really good, has a really good taste.
Yeah? Well, we'll see.
The buds is moderate to okay. You know what I mean? The buds ain't the greatest buds. But everything else is nice.
Buzz isn't the greatest, so that means you gotta smoke 2 joints. Or is it just a funny feeling?
It's that slow, it's that creeper.
Oh.
You know, you smoke the joint and you sit there for a minute, then about 15 or 20 minutes later, you feel the buzz. It hits you.
Right. Man, oh man. So I thought of a new show to do with Baby Mama. Like once a month maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Wacky Taco Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
So do taco, like a taco bar right here in the middle with a couple guests, and medicate the tacos.
Yeah, that's cool.
Have them fucking dosed up, so you're eating dosed up food.
Have them dosed up. Duh.
We'll see what happens.
That's fine. I haven't done any edibles or anything like that in a long time.
I know. We need to explore that world.
What'd you say?
Whew, I said you need to explore that world.
I'll explore it. Now, somebody might have to drive me home, but I'll explore it.
Yeah, you definitely need a ride.
Man, when I got fucked up, the first time I got fucked up on that shit, I was trimming at a dispensary in Hamtramck. Okay, these guys knew had a dispensary in Hamtramck. So I would trim in the back room. But the back room was really the kitchen. And he was in there making cookies, you know, the tall house cookies. Mm-hmm. But he was putting shit in them, you know, he was making edible cookies.
Right.
Which I'd never had. But the first batch he made didn't have anything. He said, "Rudy, you want a couple of cookies?" I said, "Yeah." He threw me a couple of cookies. It was good. I inhaled those motherfuckers. And then about 20 minutes went by. He said, "You want another cookie?" I said, "Sure." He gave me one. I ate it all up. I was trimming. And all of a sudden, my hands started doing like this. I'm like, "What the fuck?" You know, I'm like, "What?" Then this hand started doing it. I'm like, "What the?" Now, I had about 2 more branches to do it. I'd have been done, you know. And I couldn't do them. My hand was shaking so bad. I couldn't do them. And the guy looked at me, he said, "Did Mike give you a cookie?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Did he tell you the last cookie he gave you had stuff in it?" I was like, "No, he didn't." And I went on a ride, Jack. I was riding that couch. I didn't want to stay there. I said, "I'm going home." He said, "Oh yeah, you're just about done anyway." He said, "I finished up the last couple of little buds." I said, "Yeah, man, I'm going home." And I got in my car and I started driving and everything was doing like this. And I tried to drive. It was a nightmare. But I made it home.
I mean, yeah. Sometimes. It's like, okay, you've been smoking weed for so long that you've had to have forgotten what it's like when you first smoked weed.
No, because it's totally different. It's not the same. Joe Rogan was talking about the same thing.
No, it's different. I get it's different. It's different in a sense that there's no fucking limit.
What it does is,
I know it changes it.
See, you're right.
It changes it to a different tetrahydrocannabinoid.
Right, once it gets into your gut.
Yeah, no, your liver.
Yeah, that's your gut.
Well, yeah.
Part of it.
Okay. But the point is that's one of the reasons why you can't control it, is because it changes it into one right. that you're not used to.
Right.
The same thing happens when you smoke weed and you ain't smoked weed for a year.
No.
You don't have a limit no. set.
It's yeah. not the same, no.
If you take a tolerance break, which when's the last time you took a tolerance break?
I took a tolerance break at 2.5 months, and I was, like, ready to get, like...
The last time I took a tolerance break was when I had these teeth pulled, and I went for 5 days without smoking.
That's not
smoking.
A tolerance break.
I went 5 days without
Hold
smoking.
Hold on a second. You're a man that's been smoking since you were fucking 16.
Yep.
You're 72 years old.
71.
71.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's not a tolerance break, dude. You need at least 3 months to get the shit out your system.
Oh, you out of your fucking mind.
No, I'm just telling you. I'm not saying you would. I'm just saying that's a tolerance break.
Yeah.
And then when you come back from that, your body doesn't know how to react to it. It takes a couple times for your body to react to it. That's why people freak the fuck out when they've never smoked weed before, because your body doesn't know how to react to that tetrahydrocarb. But after a while, your body's like, oh, I get it. But it can't get it with the cookies. It just can't get it. It just lets it go and go and go and go. Which is one of the reasons why it's so intriguing.
But see, it doesn't freak me out.
Mm-mm.
All it does
it
is makes me physically unable to do certain things.
Right.
Other than that, I'm good.
That's just because you weren't dosed properly.
Yeah.
Like, the other day, when we were at that comedy show, I ate two cookies. And I ate two cookies
I was stoned,
all
but I wasn't
the time.
That fucked up.
I'm like, but for some reason, this day, the cookies...
Would they hit you hard or something?
They hit me hard as a motherfucker. Like, I was sitting in the show...
It's the magic. It's fucking packed. Like, he sold it out. And they oversell it. You know what I'm saying? You got two rows of people on the wall.
Yeah, standing.
Standing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's how packed this fucking place is. So it's one of those things where two cookies... is one thing. Two cookies and 1,000 strangers
is another thing.
Is a totally other thing.
I'm like this. Just like squinting. My eyes are
squinting.
Hardly open. Like I'm working to keep my eyes open and watch this show.
And he's not hard to see. He's a tall dude. He reminds me of, like, I see him and I see friends of mine. Like, oh yeah, you look exactly like my friend. Mm-hmm. Like some of my friends. Not exactly, but you have that same structure.
Characteristics.
Yeah.
Like, okay, here's a good way to describe it. There's no smoking in that venue, or in any venues anymore.
Yeah. How bad did I smell?
Oh, we smelled loud.
I'm sure.
As a collective, just sitting there.
Got a fog following you around.
Well, I had joints in my ears.
That don't help.
Well, I gave one of them to him.
I put one in my ear 2 days ago in the morning. I said, I'm going to smoke this in the car. And I forgot to smoke it. And, you know, I went to the supermarket. I'm shopping and shit. You know. And I noticed a couple of people looked at me kind of weird. Why are you looking at me like that? So one of the guys that went there, he says, man, you smell good. He says, is that what's in your ear? And I said, in my ear. And I thought,
that shit don't happen to me right now. That's why I put it in my ears, because I can put it in here and you can't see it.
Right.
So it hides them. So
see,
I just
I'm ball headed. It stares out.
Blowing it up.
Oh.
I kind of left my hair growing because of that, because I wanted to have, like, a way to sneak them in. I haven't put them in my pocket because I hate putting them in my pocket because you squish them.
Yeah.
When I was wearing the t-shirt with the little pocket I put on there with the joints in it, oh man.
You just forget all the time.
The cashier chick was like, first she says, oh, I love the cologne you've got on. That's the key right there.
Yeah.
I ain't got no fucking cologne on. I know what you're talking about.
Cologne, I get you.
You a smoker.
Yep. I smell you. You stink.
Yeah. I love it at whatever job you're working. If you're in the customer service industry and somebody walks up and you're like, that's bullshit. oh shit, they got some good weed.
Like, so loud.
Yeah.
They call it, that's what the girl told me. She says, oh, you're loud.
Yeah.
I said, I didn't say anything. You mean I'm loud? I didn't get it at first. I didn't know what loud meant. This was about a couple of years ago. I know what loud means. She says, oh, you're so loud. I said, I ain't said nothing. She says, no, loud. I was like, oh. They call it loud.
Yeah, they do. That's what they call it. That's such an old person saying right there that they call it loud.
Shit, I was loud.
Okay. Yeah, good. I've heard that a lot. I've heard people complain about me.
I had two calls yesterday. I had two people that have listened to our show before call me yesterday and wanted me to recommend a dispensary to
Which them. One?
Which one did I recommend?
No, which? Oh, they wanted you to recommend one. Hmm.
And it was higher.
Around here?
Yeah.
Or are they in...
I'm sorry.
No yeah. chance of them being in Ann Arbor?
No.
Okay.
Around here.
Around here is tough.
I know it's tough, but I gave them a couple of places that I knew
They're
had
all
decent
too expensive,
shit.
Man.
Yeah. Well, I told them that too. And then I also told them that if you're just buying weed, come to me. Mm-hmm. Fuck the dispensary. You're going to get fucked at the dispensary. I don't know what, I don't know if you were talking about, you know, oil.
Oh, yeah, waxes, oils. Yeah, because those are the things I don't want to fuck with. I'm going to, eventually, you know, if we get into the commercial game, it'll be about that.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be about
that. It's going to have to be a section of it is for,
yeah,
because no matter how they cut it, man, there's going to weed's going to be a bunch of little different niches. You're going to have OG niches. You're going to have tange niches. You're going to have strawberry niches.
Haze niches.
Places where you know what I'm saying? People who are going to have the best of a specific thing.
I'm waiting for the gourmet dispensaries to show up.
They ain't going to show up anytime soon. They're too much. It's too much money to do that. They don't want... You know how much money that head is
going to... No, you know who's going to do that? You know who's going to do that? Somebody that's got money already is going to do that. Somebody that's a marijuana advocate and an advocate for connoisseur-style marijuana. Somebody's going to do it.
Well...
Soon.
I mean, you're right. It could happen.
Just like their microbreweries. Just like their microbreweries.
Right. There could be good beer out there. Beer.
Yeah.
Could be good cannabis out there. We just haven't found it yet.
But does that start with seed hunting and then...
But I don't think...
Well, pheno hunting, yes.
But the good cannabis...
But I mean...
Well, I'll put it this way. I haven't found it at the dispensary yet.
What? We've had one or two.
That's all. How many dispensaries have we done?
I know. But I'm just saying.
Like, I'd say out of all the stuff we've tested...
I say about 25% of it was decent.
Decent.
And maybe 5% was good.
Good. I agree with you. Yeah. That's not a high percentage.
And that's because the fucking market's jammed up with a bunch of... It's only people in the market right now are the people who don't give a fuck. They only give a fuck about one thing.
Money.
Yep.
I mean, I realize they have overhead. I mean, you know, they have brick and mortar.
You know what we're smoking right now? All the dispensaries are full of Bud Light and Miller Lite.
Yep.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
You don't have any Founders. There's no IPAs. There's no fucking nothing.
But that's what I'm talking about. It's going to pop up pretty soon.
And even if it does, even if you do have it, say House of Dank finds someone and they get that shit, it's gone within
a
day. Oh, yeah.
Vanishes.
Oh, yeah.
That Gary Payton was gone within 2 hours
of
that place.
That Willie Nelson that my friend had, that shit goes. He told me, he says, when I get it, Rudy, within an hour, it's all gone.
I believe it.
He just saved me some that one time. He says, within an hour. He said, I make two phone calls. He said, you know, guys, I want to buy all of it. One guy will come and want to buy it all.
This is something I've been thinking about. Like, this isn't the best bud, but even though the feel of this, and the feel of the Deadhead and 18 that's in the closet right now, it's like, that's the feel I want for my plants. I don't want the super rock hard. I don't want Lake Mary.
Right.
I want a slight sponge because there needs to be some give because you need to have a little space for crystal.
Yeah.
Not only. Come on, cut. We're on radio here.
Sorry, first time smoking.
First time, huh? Yeah. Welcome to the club. Oh. What did I listen? Oh my god.
The shit I listened to on the daily today. Oh, hurt my head.
On the daily?
Yeah. Have you not listened to the daily?
I listen to it every now and then. I listen to it every day.
It's pretty good. I don't listen. What?
Is that the Daily Show?
No, it's the Daily from the New York Times. It's like a podcast. Yeah. A little half hour podcast.
Yeah.
And like, granted, I don't listen to it every day, but for the most part, because it's a quick little.
But I've listened to it.
Anyways, today was about the tax break.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because you know how they promised. Like there was all these big promises that.
Yeah.
When the tax break happens, that there would be, uptick in growth.
Yeah.
They would reinvest the money.
Yeah.
All this other shit, and now it's showing that of course
that shit is the
exact opposite of what they said.
Exactly. Just like before.
Yep. Just like they said, and they say, no, you gotta let it, you gotta give it time to mature, and then you start to see the ramifications.
Yeah, they used to call it the trickle down effect back in
the day. They still do.
Yeah, back in the day, trickle down.
The trickle down
effect. Trickle. What is that? What does trickle remind you of?
Slow drip?
Yes. The last bit of pee to come out of your dick, you know what I mean? The last little couple drops.
Trickle down.
What good is that? What is that gonna do anybody?
It sounds like a bunch of people who are submissive to the people above them.
See?
And want to get what, you know, the little bit that they can get because they don't actually put effort in to be better.
I watched some of that hearing this morning.
Did you?
The impeachment hearing. And what these Republicans are banking on, and don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to call anybody idiots or stupid. They're just misled. They say the same lie over and over and over. See, the Democrats don't do this. They need to take a page out of Republicans' book. They say the same thing over and over again until the people that follow them think it's gospel.
Yeah, because they follow religion. Because that's what religion does. That's why you read the same book. What does a Christian religious person do? How do you deal with your problem? Go back into the Bible and read it. Over and over again. Get that shit set in your head. Repetitive causes you to fucking.
It's like this thing going on now with Kanye West and this Joel Osteen.
I think, to be honest with you, I believe that dude is just literally broke and went, how can I get some money? And he, don't get me wrong, I know he, from his first album had Jesus Walks. So, and when I came out, I still believed. That's around the time I remember. Because that album, that song that came out in 2008? No, Jesus Walks was on his first album off of College Dropout.
Oh, what year was that?
2004, I think.
Okay.
I don't know, look it up. Anyways, whatever that year was, I still believed in Jesus. Because I remember hearing that song thinking, yeah, like this dude's talking to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I remember hearing it after I got off of that trip. It was like, holy shit, I really believed in that shit. Like, I was, like, thinking this song was a good song. And I'm like, it's kind of crap. Like, who doesn't talk about Jesus on the fucking TV?
Kanye is out of his ever-loving mind. You know, he's a genius in one way and an idiot in the other.
2004, I thought so. Because it was about 2006 is when my brother went to jail and I dropped everything. I was like, I'm done. I started doing my... Just research, man.
Yeah, Kanye is an idiot and a genius at the same time.
Yep, he makes he's made some amazing music.
I love
But I don't like the road he's on right now. And I'm going to tell you why I don't like that road. Because he's like a Pied Piper. I mean, no one knows what is real and what is not real.
What do you mean a Pied Piper?
He always talks about himself in that Pied Piper way. I
grew up. You know the Pied Piper. You know he played the pipes and made the kids
come. Yeah,
leave because of the townspeople fucked him over. That's why he did that.
And he took the kid. I don't remember the full story. It's been a long time since I heard that tale.
Well, I think the town was full of rats. And people couldn't get rid of the rats, so the Pied Piper came and said, I can get rid of your rats if you guys let me do certain things, right? Yeah. So he got rid of the rats, he came back and he said, fuck you, we ain't giving you shit. That's what, and he let the kids out of the town.
Yeah.
So Kanye West is a Pied Piper to me. If you want to follow him, that's cool. If you believe what he said, but he's out of his mind. There's no telling how many drugs that guy's on.
It's not even about the drugs.
Oh, it's all about the drugs.
Well, maybe. It could be like the prescription drugs. Like
that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about illegal drugs.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, the pill. Because everything started going downhill when his mom died.
Well, he's irrational.
Everything started changing.
If you think about all the stuff he does, he's irrational. About a lot of shit.
And a lot of people say you have to be irrational to be a genius, which isn't true.
No, that's not true at all.
Bill Gates is a fucking genius. That dude is not irrational.
Exactly. And there's lots of other examples of that.
I didn't know how fucking genius he was until I saw that. There's a three-part fucking thing on him. On
documentary?
Netflix. Yeah, because it talks about the three things he's doing. He's trying to make toilets for the third world.
And that's amazing.
Yep, he's trying to end polio.
Beautiful.
Or get rid of polio.
Yep.
Completely eradicate it from the planet.
Him and his wife.
Yes. And yeah, it's their foundation and they're equal partners. That's something you found out too. That they're not like it's not like Bill's the main. No,
right.
They're
the same. Equal, yeah.
And they're trying to. What was the third? Oh, nuclear power.
Yeah.
They developed a nuclear reactor. Well, let me rephrase that. They designed a nuclear reactor that they were trying to get tested. That basically uses up the used uranium uses that, turns it into ash, and is completely safe from meltdown.
Very interesting. And so is that fission?
It's not fission. It still uses nuclear reaction, but in a different way.
All right.
Because none of our nuclear reactors have been fucking upgraded.
But one is better than the other. Fusion, which one is best?
Fusion is the best because it's instant. It's like energy from...
But I'm going to say one of them is safer than the other.
Mm. Fusion is not possible.
So that's the one that's safer.
If it ever happens,
fusion,
yes.
That would be water transfer, right?
Fusion would be... No, I think fusion is creating energy out of nothing. It's basically taking energy out of the atom.
Atmosphere.
Yeah, the atoms themselves. Yeah. But when you do that, you create other actions, which creates a reaction. And that's part of the problem, is they can't stop the reaction. So it's
one involves extreme heat and the other one doesn't.
Well, all nuclear is they take, basically, the old system is, it's an old steam engine that's powered, instead of using firewood, think of it in
so you're using neutrons and...
Instead of using firewood, neutrons. No, they just let the fucking shit heat up. So, it's uranium. They take uranium cores, and those uranium cores react to oxygen, and they create heat.
Gotcha.
And by creating heat, they put it in water, which then keeps it at a certain temperature. But it also boils the water, which creates steam, and they use the steam to power the fucking things.
It perpetuates its own cycle.
Yes.
Energy.
Yes. So it's basically a amped up steam engine. That's what we're using instead of using what they've got now, which they can't get prototype because the only way they can prototype it within reason is through China's network of companies. Huh? It costs too much to prototype it because of the things they need.
Wait a minute, we're talking about Bill Gates here.
Yes, we're talking, again, it's Bill Gates Foundation, and if something costs $7 billion to make, you get what I'm saying? But there's no guarantee that it's going to work.
Got you.
Is it really worth the risk?
Got you.
Where he can do it in China for $100 million. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's like... And on top of that, there's not factories in this country that can do the certain things that they need done.
That's very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, that they fucking shit our system, made it so we got to go to China for certain things.
Exactly.
So, that's China.
I think they did shit on purpose.
I think China's been in the fucking government for a long time.
We need to build more.
What?
We need to build more. And that would help the economy, too.
Well, yes.
But
you know what they did? Instead of investing in the economy or investing in the people or in our country itself, we basically just said, here, rich people, here's a tax cut.
Yep.
Now, we want you, we don't expect it, but we think you're going to give it back.
You should be obligated to give it back to us to a certain degree, but they don't give a shit.
It's about investing it back.
They don't give a fuck.
No, they just hoard it. Because they're so worried about having nothing like everyone else on this fucking guy.
It's beyond that. It goes beyond that. Once you have that kind of money, it's not even money anymore. It's just power.
Yeah, well,
it's power.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's power.
Because, again, as much as I respect Bill Gates for what he's doing, I still stand strong that he's a psychopath.
No
way. You can't need that much power. You can't need... Dude, he's the second most powerful person on the planet.
If you think so?
If you think... He's... Well, minus Putin, who's the richest person
on the planet. Bezos.
And Bezos.
Well, there's other people.
Bezos is the only. Bezos is technically number one. But you know Putin technically is number one. Everyone
well, no. He got a kind of hidden wealth. They don't even know how much he got. He got so much.
The same with the salt, the fucking right. Saudi people. And the people. Dude, there's so much money out there.
They have no idea how many. They're worth trillions of dollars. Not billions. They count in trillions.
So. There's no reason to have that. One person should have all that.
If
we live in a democracy, but that's basically you basically make him a king.
But I tell you how I feel, and I used to always tell me, nobody said it was fair.
I get that. It's not about again. He says that life isn't fair. Life isn't fair.
No, it's not.
I understand. It's no, it's.
So why isn't life fair?
But what's fair? Because fair is relative to the person that you're talking to.
No. Fair is. No, fair is what fair is, period. There's no
if you're raised
degrees
in China,
of fair.
Yes,
or
there is.
Either you're fair or you're not.
No, because there's people in China that think their government is completely fair in everything they do.
But they, no.
That's their perception of fair.
Right, because
everyone's perspective is different.
That was put upon them.
Right. Doesn't matter why.
That's not free thinking.
It's still there.
Yeah, but that's not free thinking. Dig it. See, if we didn't have the internet and all stuff like that here, we'd be just as backwards. And the
we
government
are just
and the government could tell you anything and you'd believe
have
everything.
Have the freedom to look at it, and we're still just backwards.
I think
they don't look at anything but what they want.
Go back to if there wasn't the internet. I think that people would go back to family structure. I think that you have to.
Once the genie is out the bottle, buddy, you can't put the genie back in.
Explain to me how much family structure there was in your fucking generation. I mean, you had a good dad and a mom, right? But all your friends had good dads and moms? All your friends were living in a family, Leave It to Beavers type situation?
No, of course not.
None of them were.
But you...
There
you
was
had,
no family
you have
structure.
Your grandparents
even without
around?
Technology.
What?
You had your grandparents around?
What does that have to do with
great-grandparents around?
Well, they were living in the same city I was living in, but I knew who they were. And we visited them sometimes.
Yes, and there was communication with them.
But
that's a drastic reality from today, I think.
What are you talking about? People can talk to their fucking parents on the other side of the planet in video.
But that's
if you
that's
want to connect, if you want to connect with people on this planet right now, it is the easiest it's ever been to connect with people.
You think
that's a straight fact?
You think that there's the same emotional connection
yes.
in video as in person?
Yes, I think that it's better than it was before because if you were in the situation you were before, because people lived far away before, like he said, they didn't live anywhere close. But if he was living in this time, he could have known his grandparents or great-grandparents. By
I guess you can see him every day on Facebook or on Instagram.
Here's the difference. Like, to me, I think of, like, how it was when I was a kid, and we had multiple phones in the house. So, like, grandma calls, like, mom's on one phone, I'm on one, my sister's on the other. We're all talking to grandma on the phone. There's mm-hmm. still that family connection.
Okay. Hold on a second. So there's families today. It's just... Your family's not connected now. But the reality is that most families today do the same fucking thing except for they can see their grandparents on the goddamn TV. Instead of watching TV and talking on a phone, they can literally talk to them on the TV.
I think that's a huge disconnect.
I think it's a bigger... How is it a disconnect
it's
when you...
It's a disconnect in the aspect that it's not personal.
That's why.
Hold on a second. Talking on the phone is not personal. You literally all had to stand in a different room so you could talk to the same person.
No.
Now you can all, five of you can stand in front of the TV, hug, and kiss, stand,
but,
do what you want,
no,
and
no,
see
no.
the person
but
in front of you.
Why was it exciting for us? Why did we do it?
But you're not getting it.
If you go back to the 50s, which you can't do, but I can.
You can.
You go back to the 50s. Your dad only needed one job to take care of the house,
houses,
cars, you know, give you allowance every week and all that, right?
That's another reason why
another thing is every day at a certain time, everybody had dinner at the dinner table.
Yeah.
The family was
one
there.
Meal. Now,
every evening at my house, We had dinner every evening. Everybody was supposed to be there in time for dinner, and you didn't get up from the table till you finish your food.
Now, how historically different is that process than the original, you know, way of life where the men would get food, the women would stay home with the children.
That's what I'm talking about. That's how it was.
I'm talking forever ago, even before. You know,
but we live in a world where you don't have to hunt. You don't hunt your own food, where you literally have to just go to a store and get it. It's not the same world.
But yeah, but isn't that what's demasculating men?
No. I think men put too much into their masculinity. I think masculinity is nothing more than a fucking ego trip that people need to hide their insecurities.
I think
being masculine doesn't make you a man.
That's the problem.
If you're a man,
we got these labels: masculine, exactly, and feminine. And in reality, we all got, all guys got a little bit of girl in them. All women have a little bit of boy in them.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
So
we're stuck with these labels. We all stuck with these labels.
Yeah. It's just a fucking X and a Y. Yep. And to be honest with you, you left your body. Have you not?
Yep.
Did your dick come with you?
My body didn't come with me.
Exactly. So did any feeling of any kind of like... My point is your soul isn't man or woman, especially if we reincarnate.
Right.
Some people
exactly
believe, you probably lived as a woman
at one time or another.
A million times.
I don't think. All right, so I think that your consciousness versus your mind's thoughts versus your body are all different things. Your mind's thoughts are connected to your brain, which is your body. So your mind's thoughts die.
Are you talking about slow thinking, fast thinking?
He's talking about consciousness.
Consciousness.
No, I know,
consciousness is what controls the body, which is in the mind. Consciousness is
I think the ego controls the body. I think the ego is the fast thinker.
It's still a part of your consciousness.
No, I think it's part of the body. I think when you leave the body,
it's still
the ego stays.
But as long as you're in your body, all
it's
of
part
that,
of you, yes.
So why?
Because it's all one. But you can separate them. You can understand that most of the things that you want, most of the things that you need, most of the things that you have to have in your life.
Then why wouldn't everybody just
ego
kill themselves?
Well, because
You don't need, when you detach yourself, you don't fucking change. It's not like the world, you get depressed. I don't understand
why
you would say that.
Why would you suffer then?
You don't suffer.
You said if...
Wait, hold on. Why would you suffer? It's because of life. That's, you could separate the two, and by separating that just means
you
understand.
But you said that it's just the ego that's in control. Mm-hmm. It's not consciousness. It's the ego that's in control of your body. So
I said the ego is in control of most bodies. You can detach it and become conscious. But most people aren't. Most people live off of whatever the fuck will get them to the next day. Period. They don't have the wherewithal to understand that...
The problem...
You only want to fuck because your body needs to fuck. Because if you remember when you were a kid, you wanted to fuck more. A lot more. I did. Every girl I saw wanted to fuck. It didn't matter who she was. But now, I walk through life and I don't even give a fuck about...
Well, you do or don't.
Yeah, it don't matter to me. And why is that? Because I've become conscious of my ego and how my ego makes me want to fuck everything that lives. Why? Because I need to get that seed on. I need to pass on my genes. I need to live forever.
But isn't that a suppression of
A suppression. It's a letting go. There's a difference. I'm not suppressing anything. I'm not pushing anything down. I'm letting it go. I've let go of the ego's hold on sex. I may have been lucky and it got pushed because when I was on those drugs, because I was on Wellbutrin and Zoloft and all that shit, Klonopin, they put me on a whole mix at one point, and one of the mixes made it so I didn't even want to jack off. Like, I literally once a week, which
affected your
at libido to a point where I didn't, and my testosterone dropped.
That's why. Because again, your testosterone is what guides you.
I get that, but it gave me a perspective. That's why mushrooms are so important for people who are depressed. Because being depressed from a child, you got to understand something. I wasn't depressed at 25. I didn't all of a sudden... I've been depressed since I was fucking 10. Since the moment my mom died, it started my depression. All right? And it started building. And it stacks. And it stacks. And it stacks. And it stacks. Until some point, I went, fuck. this isn't what I want. Enough is enough. And I started searching for it.
Enough is enough.
And realized that this isn't happiness, and I needed to find something else.
Yeah.
And I woke up, and I started moving that way. And one of the things that helped me get over the final hump was mushrooms. Because it showed me the other side.
So your,
it showed me that there's no hidden universe.
Ego was your friend, and it led you to the life that you wanted.
I guess. If you want to think of it that way, no. My ego
so
kept me from doing a lot of things that I would have done.
But you still have an ego right now.
Yeah, I still do.
Yeah.
Of course I do. There's still days I get upset. There's still all kinds of shit. It's just...
Your ego's gonna be you're not gonna get rid of your ego until you are bodiless.
Conscious.
You have to be bodiless.
Alright. There's some things that you can't control. The things that you can't control are consciousness. Your ego is what controls your day to day.
Consciousness is exactly what you control. It's the only thing in the world that you can control.
No.
By focusing on your breath, you bring yourself to the current moment, you are conscious.
Well, see, he hasn't experienced something that you've experienced.
I'm telling you. You've got to start meditating.
That's all that is.
Because when you hit that point, you experience that. That is consciousness. Breathing is everything. There's nothing else on it. If your whole existence is to breathe, everything you do is so that your lungs fill up with air. That way your body keeps going. And breath is that very moment. And that's consciousness, is being in that very moment. It's not easy, and it doesn't last very long. It usually only lasts for a fraction of a second.
Consciousness was the loss of the moment when you're...
No.
You see how you just phrased that? I thought.
Yes. You're not right.
You just phrased
that. I'm saying from... Because I have a specific belief that I'm expressing what I would say Buddhist...
But let me ask you a question. Folks. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What you believed 10 years ago, is it the same as today?
Yes.
What you believed 10 years ago is the same as today.
It just took a lot of life to make me get a full grasp.
You haven't changed at all in the last 10 years.
I have changed as a person, but...
Well, that's what I'm talking
about.
But
my view on the world and why it functions...
And it'll continue to change every day. You learn something new.
Your view, that's the thing. You shouldn't be stagnant. You're too stagnant in the world.
But I've progressed, but it's circular. Everything is circular.
No,
the snake eats itself.
No, that's the thing. That's the world we live in is not circular. The world is constantly progressing.
Isn't that the
There's
cycle?
There's no go back.
It's a what? Cycle. Circular.
It's not a cycle. It literally just keeps going. Life just keeps going. It never stops.
So it's a circle for you and a straight ahead or whatever direction it's going in.
I don't think there's anything like
when
the difference between me and him is he tries to learn from the past, and I've given up on learning from the past because the past doesn't affect me now. Nothing in the past I've done affects my decisions I make tomorrow, today, at this very moment.
You wouldn't be here if it weren't for the past.
I get that. I accept that as a truth, but I don't live off of it. I've accepted it for what it is. It's my prior self. I've lived 5 lives in this life. I was a tiny little scared kid who couldn't take off his shirt. I was a fat kid who was super insecure, couldn't talk to girls, hated, like, scared shitless of his father, never wanted to do anything bad. And then I turned into a scared shitless kid who was fat as fuck and didn't know what the fuck he was doing in life. Kept on fucking over people, blah, 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 money-wise, because he didn't have any money.
Well, that's growth. You're growing.
I'm 5, you know, these different lives.
For the stages.
I'm not going to... I don't care. They're gone.
Yeah.
There's no point to reminisce on them. I've already done it. I thought about it 5 times. Why do I need to think about a 6th?
Right.
I don't like reminiscing on the same shit.
When you're done with something, you're done with it.
Move on to the next one. There's too much life to live.
Don't need all that clutter. Unless
it's something important, like...
Always
plants.
Move forward.
No, unless it's plants or something to that extent. Something that's going to move me more forward. Because that's the thing. I've sat in my life for my whole life. I literally have sat in my head trying to figure out why I'm different and what's wrong with me for so long that I've already relived these things 1,000 times. Everyone does this. I know. This is a normal thing for everyone else. But at some point I went, I'm going to preach what I preach. I don't want to hear your story 5 times. Why do I want to hear my own stories 20 times? You get what I'm saying? If a girl... there used to be when I had friends over or whatever. If you're someone that comes to my house and you tell me the same story 5 different times, and I give you every time, you know this, mm-hmm. I don't listen to it. I don't want to hear it. It's the same thing with myself. I've already heard myself tell me that I was a fat piece of shit.
So enough of that.
Yeah, why do I need to hear it? I'm not a fat piece of shit anymore.
But
and I'm never going to go back to it.
But what, because I'm would you tell yourself 5 times that you're great? That tomorrow's going to be a better day? No,
to be honest with you, I don't tell myself any of that shit. I don't need to hear it.
You don't?
I just know it. I just know that I need to be in the moment. And that's the only thing I think about.
Knowing, I mean, you have
the rest of it's irrelevant.
Think about what you're doing to know what you're doing is...
You may need to tell yourself that the next day is good, and some people need to do that. I've told myself enough. I've heard it enough. I don't need to hear it again. That's just how my mind works. Yeah. My mind doesn't work like everyone else's.
I mean...
It's definitely clear.
Everybody's mind works different.
My fiance definitely had to learn some things. Like, I'm constantly in here.
You know what you think.
I know a couple people who don't sit in their heads. That's why you watch TV. That's why you...
And that's why you have people that don't understand just the basic fundamentals of life.
Yeah, and
people that rob and steal and kill.
Yeah. It's a lot of people. How many robbers do you have because they need it?
But
they want to eat. Would you rob and steal for your kid? I would if I had one. If there was nothing else I could do and I had exhausted all other options.
Do what you gotta do.
I gotta do what I gotta do. You're gonna feed your kid, I'm gonna feed your kid. It's just how it works. But that's it. We can end it on that. That was a good conversation.
Yeah.
41 minutes.